Hey, everybody, we're Jason and Tony. This is our podcast called
In Case You Missed It.
It's stuff that we did, but you might have missed it.
Shame on you if you missed it.
So this is In Case You Did Miss It.
Shouldn't have.
Anyway, some of the things that we talked about this morning was there's a TV show somewhere where they just didn't blink. Like, that was the show.
Not blinking.
If you think television is bad here, there's nothing to watch. Got all these channels, nothing to watch.
No TV.
In the Philippines, they watched a guy for 1 hour and 17 minutes not blink. They watched a guy watching them.
That had to have been the most action-packed hour of television ever.
The name of the TV show was the No Blinking Challenge.
That just sounds like excitement.
Yeah. Paolo Ballesteros took part in it.
Mm-hmm.
The show is called Oh, the No Blinking Challenge is part of a TV show called Eat Beluga.
Eat Beluga.
Yeah. He beat out his co-host, Pauline Luna, by a landslide. She went 30 minutes and 44 seconds not blinking. That's a lot.
Yeah.
There's no official record for longest time spent without blinking, but this guy went for over an hour, 1 hour and 17 minutes, 3 seconds.
Wow.
That's how long he went without blinking. Man, what a television show.
I know, man. I'm already, my heart's racing listening to the excitement of it.
I can't wait till it comes to America and what celebrities will be involved.
Sure, an episode of Watch Grass Grow. That's, an hour
the
of.
The Home and Garden Channel.
Oh, man.
Tonight on Watching Grass Grow, a dandelion pops up in the grass.
And you watch, Ryan Seacrest will host it. He'll be back.
We found out what Halloween costumes, as far as pop culture, what the favorite costume was the year we were born. Mine didn't turn out good.
It was cute.
Cosmo did a deal about the popular Halloween costume from a pop culture reference the year you were born.
Cool.
I guess they had nothing better to do at Cosmo.
It'd be neat to know the costume that was the hot thing the year you were born.
If you're born in 1955, it was James Dean. 1969, Elvis. 1977, Princess Leia. 1981, Indiana Jones. 1983, Madonna. 96, Ghostface from Scream.
I can see that.
I was born in 1973.
Yeah, so what was your costume, Jason?
Jan Daggum Brady. Jan Brady. Not even Marcia.
Jan.
The middle kid.
That's funny. Is it one of them plastic ones that cuts into your eye?
Probably. It's the only kind they had in 1973. Probably made of asbestos.
No kidding, man. Our parents could have got DCS called on them for them masks they made us wear.
Well, yeah, but everybody could have.
Cow dry balls out.
What year were you?
75.
Oh, so yours is Jaws. Man, see, that's cool. Your Jaws. I'm Jan Brady.
Jaws. That's awesome.
Golly.
Isn't it, Jan? I mean, Jason.
Stop it. We had some bad jokes for you this morning with Picking and Grinning.
Here you go.
I am picking.
And I am grinning.
Tony, I used to think the brain was the most important organ.
Really?
Yeah, and then I thought, look what's telling me that.
Jason, you ain't gonna believe this.
What?
The other day, I was talking to the preacher, and his handkerchief started doing the Macarena.
Why did it start doing the Macarena?
It had a little boogie in it.
Tony, I just read where Snoop Dogg carries an umbrella with him everywhere.
No, what for?
Faux drizzle.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
You know what Bruce Lee's favorite drink is?
No, I don't.
What?
looked at the rich history of the Upper Cumberland, but not really.
Kinda.
The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look into the history of football, which, ironically, started right here in the Upper Cumberland. Long ago, a farmer named Peyton Montana Romo Elway was cutting pigskin, then inflated it with air to create the shape of a ball. He kicked it and kicked it, over and over, but one kick landed the ball in Old Man Brady's yard. Mr. Brady picked up the ball and said, "What kind of stupid toy is this?" Peyton Montana Romo Elway begged Mr. Brady to throw his ball back. "No, I'm not! Nanny, nanny, boo-boo!" yelled Mr. Brady. Then, Mr. Brady pulled out his pocket knife and deflated the ball. Peyton Montana Romo Elway began crying, grabbed his deflated ball, and went home. His anger is what made him sit down and make a new ball. He created rules, built goalposts, and developed the game of football. He then sold the idea for millions and bulldozed the Brady farm. Isn't that swell that Peyton Montana Romo Elway never gave up? What determination from right here in the Upper Cumberland. This has been the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
Everything's pumpkin spice, even WD-40.
Yeah, right.
You know that totally distinctive smell of WD-40? Well, it's autumn, and if you need to fix a squeaky hinge or clean and protect your tools, but you don't want that oily smell, now there's Pumpkin Spice WD-40. That's right, it stops squeaks, loosens rusted parts, drives out moisture, and smells like Grandma's pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving.
Hey, honey, I think that rusted bicycle chain has enough on it.
Hold on, just a little bit more. Oh, yeah.
Pumpkin Spice WD-40. Available now at your local auto parts store next to the Pumpkin Spice windshield wipers and Pumpkin Spice radiator fluid.
Here's today's word of the day.
This is going to make you look educated.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Broloney. Broloney is a type of cannibal lunch meat that's made when a bro cannibal eats his best friend. Broloney.
That's Tony's word of the day.
Here is the best country lyric that's never been written.
Please sing with me.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Hey, look, nobody's around. Let's put our lips together and make that sucking sound.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tone.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. Hurricane Dorian hit the Bahamas, Category 5 storm, about a month ago. Y'all, everybody remember that?
Yeah, bad one, bad one.
So this story is amazing that it's even possible. There's a group called Big Dog Ranch Rescue, and they've been searching for animals trapped under the rubble. Well, last Friday, they found a dog that somehow has survived this whole time.
No way. That's a long time.
They sent a drone with an infrared scanner, spotted him, and the rescuers found him pinned under an air conditioner surrounded by rubble after he survived for a month on nothing but rainwater.
What an amazing puppy.
Of course, rail thin, weak, but yeah, alive. Man. He immediately ate a can of cat food that they had. They flew him to an animal hospital near West Palm Beach, Florida. He's doing a lot better now. They decided to name him Miracle for obvious reasons.
No kidding.
He's the 138th dog they've saved in the Bahamas the past month.
Way to go. 138.
As soon as he's healthy, they're going to put him up for adoption. If you want to donate or learn more, you can check out their website, bdrr.org, if You want to keep up with Miracle. Maybe Miracle's your next dog.
Nothing but rainwater for a month.
That's incredible.
That's hanging on there.
To Miracle and the Big Dog Ranch Rescue, y'all are
real good.
That wraps up today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening. Be sure to share this if you would and subscribe if you would. That would be really cool. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.